Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Big win for the Bills yesterday. Josh Allen, after this victory.
The mindset that we had this week was win every play. Whatever the play was, find a way to execute at the highest level. And we were just focused on the next one. And guys made some really good plays tonight.
Bills 48, Lions 42. Josh Allen ran for two scores in the first quarter. Threw for two touchdown passes in the second half, leading the Bills to that win on Sunday against what was a good team. That was a good team they played. They've had a fantastic season so far, and they were shut down by the Bills. That was kind of a big deal. Our difference maker of the game, the KISS 98.5 difference maker, is going to be Josh Allen.
Oh,
and the difference maker is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. Coach, talking about Josh.
He's the best I've seen him play, and not surprised. When he sets a goal for himself, for a team, he's hard to stop. People have tried. They'll keep trying. That's what we do in this league, and I mean, just incredible. Incredible performance week after week, and what more can you say? Every week we're watching an incredible player play incredibly consistent week after week.
Touchdown from Josh Allen.
Here's the snap on second and goal, and it's an Allen keeper, and he sails into the end zone on a four-yard touchdown run. Oh my, was that easy. That might be the least amount of contact Josh Allen has had on a touchdown run all season.
So the AFC East champion Bills, now 11-3 on the record, have won 8 of 9. Josh was 23 of 34 for a season-high 362 yards. He launched some long bombs yesterday. Touchdown passes to Khalil Shakir, Ray Davis. Dual threat quarterback, ran 11 times for 68 yards. Dare I say, put himself in harm's way. Two scores a week after being the first NFL player to throw a run for three touchdowns in a regular season game. He's extended the league record by throwing for multiple touchdowns and rushing for more than one score in 6 straight games. Good game, I'd say, but as Josh says, got to keep playing better.
We're just trying to find ways to win, and you know this is going to help us in the long run, but still a lot of things that we can learn from this game, take away. Still offensively, I think we need to find some more. You know, there's too many plays we left out there, so to nitpick a game like that where you score 48 sounds kind of dumb, but still feel like we left some out there.
I'll tell you what's funny is after the game, the coach kept making mention of it was a weird weather week. They got snowed in Orchard Park, so they had one or one and a half practices, kind of. And the moment they get a win after one practice, you know the whole team is like, hey, coach, maybe we should do just one practice every week. Maybe that's the magic trick. Maybe more rest is better. He was having none of that. Every time he mentioned the one practice, you'd see everybody in the room light up and think, yeah, just one practice. That's all we need. He goes, no, we're going to go to 2-a-days. So coach was being coach. It was a good win. On to the next one.
And so looking at the AFC, Patrick Mahomes yesterday injured his ankle, being very, very, not giving any information about the ankle injury and if he'll be able to play.
That's the one thing they gave out. It's not a break, but definitely he was limping.
Yeah,
he won a Super Bowl on one ankle.
So again, right.
Not take
broken.
That with a grain of salt.
Don't count it out as being, oh, okay, well, he's injured. No, he's fine.
Just notable, because that is who we have to get past to get to that other game we want to get to.
Well, good news, the Steelers lost, so we're one full game ahead of them in the mm-hmm. win column.
Yep,
and
good.
Josh did have x-rays. They were reporting that his x-rays were negative, too. So
yay. Made of steel, but wow, what an exciting game it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was Super Josh last night. For Sunday Night Football, late game, Packers 30, Seahawks 13. That was the late game if you didn't stay up for that. Tonight,
Seahawks
Monday Night Football
didn't deserve to win in those uniforms. Did you see them?
Yes.
It was highlighter yellow. It was so, I was so
it
mad
hurt
at this.
My eyes.
It was not okay.
Yeah.
You liked them?
No, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the league's becoming so gimmicky anyways. The Lions played with their black uniforms, which I thought were pretty cool.
Yeah, I like those. But the highlighter yellow doesn't do it for me, no.
Fashion week in football. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Bears are in Minnesota to take on the Vikings, who are 11-2. Vikings are having a pretty good season
Bears,
there.
Yeah.
Sabres, winless streak, reached double digits last night. So while the Bills were playing, Sabres were playing as well. They were north of the border, taking on the Leafers in Toronto. Though in control, leading 3-1 at one point. I don't know. The skates fell off the bus. I don't know what happened.
Lindy Ruff is literally speechless. He says he doesn't know. This is the biggest problem he's ever had to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Like I agree with him.
This How does he fix it, though, Weez?
He's not the problem. It's the people.
He's
you
not
have
the team. Problem.
Not at all.
But also not the solution at this point.
The only solution
he literally
is get somebody in above him and with a clear eye and focus and, you know, make changes. Because
mm-hmm.
I think Adams
well,
is
Well, it's hard to make these huge, massive changes.
Well, you're not
going to
this year. This
season.
Is almost
yeah.
a lost season. And I right. don't mean to sound negative, but when you've lost 10 in a row, I mean, unless you win
it's
10
notable.
In a row. You know,
it's notable. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx had a situation. You know, his special is out on Netflix where he explains what happened a couple of years ago medically.
Mm-hmm.
So he was at a birthday party, his own. Jamie Foxx needed to get stitches after he was hit with a glass while at a restaurant with his family. He was celebrating his 57th birthday when he got in a confrontation with another patron. That person threw a glass, which hit Jamie Foxx in the mouth. He received stitches for the injury, currently recovering. No arrests have been made. He brushed it off with some lighthearted, too blessed to be stressed, like wording, just to, like, you know, some people might go and take care of the situation. He did not. He just kind of let it go. So I don't know what the backstory is on that. But Jamie Foxx, if I was, let's say, underwhelmed with a special, it wasn't awesome for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I get that he explains his thing, but as far as watching the show on the Netflix, it wasn't my fave. There is a reboot of a lot of people's favorite show from way back. Malcolm in the Middle. Several members of the original cast are reuniting for a sequel series. So the streaming service announced, this is Disney Plus, taking all your money, four new episodes of the classic show are now in the works. Frankie Muniz, Jane's back, Brian's back, a couple others are back signing on to do the project. So, it is the main players. That's Malcolm, the mom, dad. No premiere date has been set. Original show ran on Fox from 2000 to 06. So, it is a dream come true for a lot of people that obsessed over Malcolm in the Middle. It's one of those golden classic shows. Only ran for a handful of years, but looking to do some throwback
nice
sequel episodes for that show. That's it for your news and views this morning.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.